Benson's paranoia about machines was, at bottom, a fear of dependency, of losing self-reliance. He was quite literally telling the truth when he said he was afraid of being taken care of, and people usually hated what they feared. But then, Benson was dependent on her, and how would he react to that? "You people lied to me," he said suddenly. "Nobody lied to you, Harry." He began to get angry. "Yes, you did, you..." He broke off and smiled again. The pupils were briefly larger, another stimulation. They were very close now. He'd tip over again soon. "You know something? That's the most wonderful feeling in the world," he said.
"What feeling?"
"That buzz."
"Is that how it feels?"
"As soon as things start to get black, buzz, and I'm happy again," Benson said. "Beautifully warm and happy.
The stimulations."
She resisted the impulse to look at her watch. What did it matter? Anders had said he would be coming in 20 minutes, but anything could delay him. And even if he came, she wondered if he could handle Benson. An ADL patient out of control was an awesome thing. Anders would probably end up shooting Benson, or trying to, and she didn't want that.
"But you know what else?" Benson said. "The buzz is only nice occasionally. When it gets too heavy, it's suffocating."
"Is it getting heavy now?"
"Yes," he said, and he smiled. In that moment, when he smiled, she was stunned into the full realization of her own helplessness. Everything she had been taught about controlling patients, everything about directing the flow of thought, about watching the speech patterns, was useless here. Verbal maneuvers would not work, would not help her, any more than they would help control a rabies victim or a person with a brain tumor. Benson had a physical problem. He was in the grip of a machine that was inexorably, flawlessly, pushing him toward a seizure. Talk couldn't turn off the implanted computer. There was only one thing she could do, and that was to get him to the hospital. How? She tried an appeal to his cognitive functions.
"Do you understand what's happening, Harry? The stimulations are overloading you, pushing you into seizures."
"The feeling is nice."
"But you said yourself it's not always nice."
"No, not always."
"Well, don't you want to have that corrected?"
He paused a moment.
"Corrected?"
"Fixed, changed, so that you don't have seizures anymore."
She had to choose her words carefully.
"You think I need to be fixed?"
His words reminded her of Ellis, the surgeon's pet phrase.
"Harry, we can make you feel better."
"I feel fine, Dr. Ross."
"But Harry, when you went to Angela's..."
"I don't remember anything about that."
"You went there after you left the hospital."
"I don't remember anything. Memory tapes are all erased. Nothing but static. You can put it on audio if you want and listen to it yourself."
He opened his mouth and made a hissing sound.